Marcus Ericsson in 2022. Just your thoughts, Chip, on another victory here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yeah, well, it was just an incredible day. You know, from my point of view, we had a, you know, was slow getting the thing started there, obviously with the rain and the, you know, some yellow there at the beginning, on and off a couple times. I think it was difficult for some guys to get into a groove.
Yep.
You know, it was difficult guys getting started, and they sort of jumbled around. And, you know, you had a lot of activity in the pits today, you know, that seemed to hinder some drivers also. And, you know, I felt bad. Some guys had some issues early on. Some of our, you know, people we thought we were going to be racing at the end, you know, had some issue. They weren't there. And it was just, you know, I'll tell you, that kid's a good driver. You know, I think he's off to a good start. We're going to have a good season.
He might be okay.
Yeah.
Might be okay. Yeah. Might be looking at a championship. We'll see. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
Congratulations. Yeah. We'll open up questions for Chip. Let's start here with Ben and then work around the room.
Hey, Chip, congratulations, as I said.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Where does this rank in terms of your career as a team owner, given that Alex has been so successful so far?
It's certainly my new favorite race, you know, my new favorite win. I mean, no, this is a big, big thing. And these, you know, the Indianapolis 500 is a big damn race, okay? And you know, he will always be known now as the Indianapolis 500 winner, Alex Palou. You know, I mean, it's that simple. And like he said last week, you know, if he was to go through his whole career and not win here at Indianapolis, it wouldn't be a complete career. I don't want to say his career is complete now, but he's got a lot in him yet. And, you know, he's just an incredible driver. What can you say? You know, look at the last, you know, 5-6 races we've had. It's just incredible. Yeah. Yeah. He's on a roll.
And in terms of like 35 years for you as a team owner, can you just talk about that a little bit?
I mean, I think he's one of the greats. It's that simple. And certainly, you know, we've had some great drivers on our team, and he's right there at worst, shoulder to shoulder with all, you know, the rest of them. With, you know, you got to talk about, you know, Franchitti and Montoya and Dixon and all the champions we've had, you know, Vasser and Zanardi, and it just adds to it. Erickson won here with us, you know, it's just a great thing. Yeah, he's clearly in that group now, clearly. Yeah.
Bob Pockrass,
Fox Sports. Did you ever get the feeling that the fact he hadn't won on an oval was starting to get in his head at all? And is there anything that he did today that you felt like he didn't do previously on an oval?
You know, Bob, I don't, where are you, Bob? Are you in the room? Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, I really didn't look at that as much. You know, he could have won Nashville last year, I thought, you know, and he didn't have to, you know, I mean, you know, and so he kind of rolled out of that one. So I think, you know, coming from my perspective, I didn't put much into that just because the circumstances, I'm a little closer to the circumstances than most of you are in terms of what's going on in the team and, you know, that was going on, what was going on that particular day or whatever when he didn't win on an oval. And, you know, yeah, I didn't put much in that. So I don't, you know, and here when winning at Indianapolis is you know, this race is one more like a road race as opposed to a short oval, you know. So I think, you know, in terms of the strategy and how you plan out this race and map it out, it's because it's a longer track, 2.5 miles, when you look at distance and time in and out of the pits and what have you, it's a little different than, way different than an Iowa or a Milwaukee, you know, in terms of how you run the race strategy.
We're heading to Danny after that. That's it.
Chip, what would Bill Simpson say to you right now about Alex and this particular win?
You know, boy, I miss my pal Bill Simpson. Yeah. What would he say? He'd be over in his suite over there in turn two, having some happy juice, and he'd invite me over and say, and he'd probably be cheering us on for sure. I know that he's cheering us on from heaven right now. Or hell, for that matter. We don't know where he is. Yeah. I know he's cheering us on.
Danny.
Chip, you talk about Scott Dixon historically being able to save fuel. What about Alex Palou the last two cycles today? That was incredible.
Yeah, you know, I didn't get down to his car until about lap 100, and so I was kind of playing catch up myself on what was going on there, and you know, the way those guys operate and with the mileage and what have you, you know, it wasn't a layup. I think it, you know, at lap, I think it was like at lap 150, there's an 85% chance there's going to be a yellow yet. If you look at historically, and that didn't happen today, because also, you know, when everybody's out there sort of, you know, with one stop to go, and they're trying to get to a lap to, you know, to get to the finish. And when that's going on, you know, guys are a little more conservative in that 150 to 190 lap range. They're a little more conservative, and that's why you don't see a yellow. I mean, nobody was, you know, flat.
Chip to your left. Jack, go ahead.
Hey, Chip. Show me here.
Hi, Jack.
Yeah. I guess when you signed Alex from Dale Coyne, not everyone saw what you saw. You obviously saw something special when you signed him. And then over the past few years, you've stuck by him. You've shown a lot of faith in him over the past few years. And
sure.
I guess, do you feel like he's kind of rewarded you or delivered on what you saw back then with what you've seen today?
Well, I mean, he certainly delivered, you know, out of the blocks there at Alabama. His first race with us, he won. So, I mean, it just the guy continues to just – change the record book. It's that simple. I mean, you know, I think he's got a good team under him, but I mean, I think he's doing the job too, unquestionably. Yeah.
Chip to your right, Nathan.
Nathan.
Chip, apologies if anyone has already referenced this. I think Alex and the 10 team are the fourth team in modern IndyCar history to win five of the first six races of the year. I'm not sure how many of those even included the Indy 500, but as a historian of the sport, can you put into perspective just how rare the execution and the talent from Alex and this whole 10 team has been over the course of the start of the season?
You know, believe me, I'm riding the wave just like everyone else. I'm out here on the wave, you know, and I want to keep riding it. That's all I can say. I wish I had an answer for you. I can tell you that some of the people on that team are our most experienced people, and they do a great job. My hat's off to that 10 team underneath him. He'll be the first to tell you they have a great communication. They have a great communication working right now between the car and the pit stand, and it's incredible to me to listen to those guys, and Barry, Julian, and Dave, the fuel mixture guy.
I don't know that we always know when a pass is made over the course of the final 20 laps whether it's going to be the winning pass or not. Alex makes that pass
right
on Marcus, and
or is when you pass and then maybe a yellow comes out, you mm-hmm. know, or someone else makes a pass and a yellow comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. Did in the moment, did that feel like as crucial of a pass to you as you were watching it as it ultimately came down to?
I'm trying to think. You know, we lost here not that long ago. We finished second here at Indianapolis because the leader, after the last stop, the leader came out and was drafting off of some cars in front of him. And that's what happened today. I mean, we picked up the draft of two guys that were on the lead lap. They didn't want to get lapped, so they were going like hell. And, you know, they didn't want to get lapped, and it was good for us. We happened to be in the right place at the right time, certainly. Yeah.
Let's go.
We won the race that way, and we lost it that way. Yeah. Right. I wish I had the. Somebody can look that up. I don't know. Dave.
We'll dig into that.
It was Ryan Hunter Ray, I remember, in the DHL car.
That was 20.
Was it 14?
Yeah.
No, not when he won. Not when he won. He was. We came out of the pits. We were drafting behind him, and we couldn't get. Someone else was drafting behind him, and we were in second, and we couldn't get to the lead. That's what it was. But I remember it was Ryan Hunter Ray. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi. Hi. James Krause, Journal Gazette.
Hi, James.
I don't remember if this is exact. It was on the leaderboard in here. I want to say the gap now between Alex and Pato for second is larger or as large as the gap from Pato in second to 22nd in the points right now. Okay. Have you ever sort of been in that situation in a championship battle? And what do you sort of...
I don't know that anybody has.
How do you keep... how do you approach sort of the rest of the season with, you know, you guys joked about it at the beginning, but a lot of people looking at this and saying, oh, this championship's going to be locked up sooner rather than later.
Yeah, you know, you hear all kind of things. You know, I don't know, when there's a superstar that comes along in any sport and starts to win... you know, people say, well, you know, maybe we should change the way the championship's done or something. So, I mean, did they say that about Caitlin Clark when she shows up and, you know, starts changing the WNBA? Do they say, well, you know, let's change the rules around her then, you know, or something. So, I think they should embrace a champion like that. And I mean, the guy's a great guy and he's a great champion and he's a great ambassador to the sport. They should embrace it.
Chip, you finished second with Dixon in 2020, Sato won, and then you also finished second with Alex in 2021 when Elio won his fourth.
I think it was that when Elio came out of the pits and Hunter Ray was in front of him. Yeah,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
More questions for Chip before we let him go?
All right.
Congratulations, Thanks. Chip. Great race. Congratulations.